Item 22 from the Director of Compensation, Human Resources Information System, Department of Human Resources, providing an informational report relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancements within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, revisions to executive compensation plan positions, dual employment, emergency appointments, temporary appointments, and temporary assignments to a higher classification. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object. On September 1st, 2015, an objection was filed.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo is excused for the rest of the afternoon. We shouldn't be too much longer. The way things are moving. Mr. Bluck-Bluckham.
Good afternoon, Chairman Supervisors. This is our standard submission for September. Because we didn't have an August submission, it is a little bit thicker than it would be. There's some performance and some standard reclasses on there that are just part of the operational items coming out of departments.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Director Bluck-Bluckham. Any comments, questions regarding these classifications, advancements, reallocations, appointments? Supervisor Moore Mukunde.
I just wanted to ask if the committee chair was satisfied, because I do note the objection letter.
It's been the objection is there just in case someone wants to object to something.
Okay.
Since I think it was January when we were given an update, I think in January or February, I think it was January though, we were given an update with respect to what was going to happen, and the comptroller's office and some others wanted us to look back since we adopted some of the resolutions and some of the changes were put in place, and then we for a long time did not approve or adopt any changes. And so in January we took what we had not approved and just approved everything. Since then we've signed a letter just in case there's a need to object to some of the items that are here. So it's just routine for right now. If somebody really wants to object, then you have the opportunity to do so.
Even beyond this point here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As I said, it's just routine. It's something that we routinely have been signing just so that if there is an objection, but given the backlog that was eliminated in the earlier part of the year because the department was... We had kept a lot of people from getting changes in their pay, and it was time to move forward. Time of reckoning had come, and we decided to move forward.
Okay.
But are there any objections, any questions regarding what we have before us today for the September 2nd, 2015 report? Supervisor Schmidt.
My quick question would be... we're going to talk about the possible all new system here that you've been working on. Will we still get things like this? I mean, the steps would no longer, if we would go for the new plan, which is much broader, are we still going to have compensation and reclasses? Would that still be part of the process?
Well, I don't want to, I don't know exactly how it all comes out in terms of the end, but I do know there's been some discussion about making sure there was a regular reporting. So,
right.
The reporting would, there would be a reporting generated.
Thank you. And again, Supervisor Moore Mukunde, as the agenda indicates, the recommendations to be implemented will occur unless there's an objection, unless supervisors object. So that's at the bottom of the agenda here. Are there any objections? Any discussion? Any questions of Director Bluck-Bluckham regarding these what's before us? Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.